Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning,
stranger. How's it been?
Fraser?
No, stranger.
Stranger? Oh, I thought you'd call me Fraser.
You've been gone so long, I forgot. It was like, what was it, 4 days, 5 days you took off?
Yeah, well, last Wednesday, maybe.
I have to be retrained now. It was quite the struggle. And none of there was a great batch of relief pinch hitters that were co-hosts substituting for you, and thanks to all of them. But the truth be told, it wasn't quite the same.
Okay.
It just wasn't. And so let's get to it to keep under our 10-minute show length. Welcome to everyone that joined us in chat today. If you're listening on your way to work on YouTube, give us a little thumbs up on that YouTube thing. That matters somehow. I'm not sure quite how that works, but it's supposed to be important. I heard somebody say that on one of their podcasts, so I thought I better do it too. So first up, SEO tips is a replay of a post from Moz. It's about the 7 SEO things to do to basically have the best SEO tip that there is. If you have this set up for homework, and we've got the link in the show notes, which you can see at thegeiercookreport.podbean.com, like in the graphic that Kelvin kindly put in. That will have the information on all the links that we talk about today, as always. So, in looking at that link, it's real simple. You choose a series of low to mid performing pages. Got them. You use the keyword data, which you can get from the Search Console, used to be called Webmaster Tools, to discover mismatches between intent and optimization. You can optimize like crazy, but if the customer intent is to find pizza that's delivered and your optimization efforts don't have delivery as one of the keywords, you missed the truck. Okay, it's not right. So you optimize for user intent in the title, in the description, in the on-page copy, and then you improve your task completion. If the call to action is to say, sign up for our pizza delivery newsletter to find about the next new flavor, then you got it. You do all those things, then you submit it for re-indexing, right? You tweak it and polish it and repeat as necessary. Then you track the traffic and the rankings. And guess what? You do it over again. Web pages are never done. They're just constantly improved. Okay? So, that being said, they'll be in the show notes, and that homework is there for you. And down at the bottom, scroll down, and I put the graphic down there. Long story, but that's where the graphic is. The second item, and putting this together, one of the things I came across, and this has to do with the tracking the traffic and the rankings. And so I'm old school, I guess, and I use dashboards, custom dashboards I put together for Google Analytics. And Kelvin, I asked him, and he's done them too. And basically, I found a website, Zeta.net, that had 10 free Google Analytics, what I'm trying to say, dashboards for you to download and install. And then you can pick which analytics profile you want to add them into. So maybe you want to track mobile use of website A, but you don't care about website B because it's not targeted at mobile, or it's not responsive, so it's not a consideration. So take a look at those and see if you're using as many of them on your Google Analytics tracked web property as I did. I'm not going to tell you how many I employed because I don't want to skew the vote, but I used more than one. I'll tell you that much. It's quite good information, which brings us to shout out time. And of course, we always start with the company that likes to clean, Edinburgh Dusters in Edinburgh, Scotland. If you're on that side of the ocean and you need cleaning done, contact Fraser Ramsey, the company that likes to clean. They'll get the job done for you. They'll do it right every single time. And big thanks to Redbeard Podcast. It's a podcast that comes out every Friday, and the link's in the show notes. And they talk about movies and comics and pop culture. And they did some mechanics on their Twitter account that I employed with the show notes for the Geyer Cook Report. Thanks to Blab, blab.im, they're going through some changes, some transitions. It's in beta. It's getting better. Thanks to Screencast-O-Matic, basically a good screen recorder. If you're on the Windows or the Mac platform, I think Windows. I'm saying Mac, and that's wrong. Screencast-O-Matic is a screen recorder that uses for Windows. Thanks to Friends Just Chatting. It's a weekday morning show that's on Blab Monday through Friday, and it looks just like that. So if you're looking for the icon, you'll find that. You found them. And that's where we talk about everything, because the topic never deviates really from Friends Just Chatting. So we'll talk about lawnmowers. We'll talk about what kind of car you're driving. We'll talk about 1936 Cord has roll-up headlight extensions. You know, it makes the headlight come up. It's fun. If you're listening on the YouTube channel, please consider to give us a vote of confidence by subscribing to our YouTube channel. That helps and that matters. And a big thank you to all the different places like Stitcher and Spreaker and iTunes and so forth that host our audio content free of charge. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And so on that note, I'm going to reach for my mouse. That's why I turned my head. But on audio, they didn't see that, so we'll just keep it a secret. As I say at the end of every program, it's a wrap.